is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. An evacuation warning in Rancho Palos Verdes in Southern California as power is cut in more than 100 homes because of a landslide. Lori Perez at CBS Los Angeles has more.
Saturday, SoCal Edison notified 140 homeowners in the Rancho Palos Verdes enclave. They're shutting the power off. This just over a month after SoCal Gas cut their service with less than 3 days' notice. A SoCal Edison spokeswoman says the rapid decision was triggered by a small but telling fire.
About a week ago, there was a small fire, and that fire was caused due to a falling line. And the electrical line fell because of land movement.
Over 10,000 hotel workers went on strike in 25 cities. They're demanding livable wages and more staff. Contract talks with the Hyatt, Hilton, and Marriott fell apart. The timing with the holiday weekend could not be worse. CBS News correspondent Chanel Call
has more. Contracts set to expire this year, we could see tens of thousands more union hospitality workers go on strike in the coming months. Some of the impacted hotels say they plan to stay open, but services could be modified or limited.
Tens of thousands of Israelis protested after the military recovered six bodies. They blame Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying he has abandoned the hostages. Hamas says it will release its captives in exchange for a permanent withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab is in Israel.
According to Israel's Ministry of Health, preliminary autopsy reports have found all six were shot in the head, with the Israeli military saying Hamas was responsible. The news of the killings triggered spontaneous mass demonstrations across Israel, including outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office in Jerusalem.
Seven people were killed and over three dozen injured after a commercial bus overturned in Mississippi. NTSB board member Todd Inman said their team is investigating the bus as well as the driver.
We will not be determining the probable cause of this crash while we're here on scene, nor we will speculate about what may have caused the crash.
The world's second largest man is representing Iran in the Paralympics in Paris, but he's so tall he needs to sleep on the floor.
He's known as Mirzad, the star player of Iran's sitting volleyball team. The two-time Paralympic champion measures at 8 feet, 0.85 inches tall, and his stature means he has been sleeping on the floor in Paris. It's because he did not get a custom-made bed like he did in Tokyo. The 36-year-old was diagnosed at a young age with a rare hormonal disorder that causes excess in parts of his body. Matt.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you an oblivious person hogging the sidewalk like a large dying snail? Do people stuck behind you ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have tons of quality beds at every price. So anyone, even people like you, can sleep all night long. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
A GoFundMe has been set up for a family to raise money for a specially trained dog for their son. CBS News reporter Christopher Cruz has more.
Seizure dogs, tell your parents when I have a seizure.
7-year-old Xander McMillan was diagnosed in infancy with tuberous sclerosis and epilepsy. He frequently has seizures, often at night. His first happened when he was just 2 years old. Xander's mother, Marie Frederick.
It's really hard to explain to a child as to why they're having a seizure and why they're different. We just tell him that's what makes him special.
The cost of a seizure alert dog, $27,500, with $6,000 of that needed to get on the list for a dog. That's money the family doesn't have. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The Robot Cafe in Nairobi is raising concerns. Robots deliver food, and locals are worried that robots could replace humans. Experts say there's room for everybody to work. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s. For Labor Day Monday, a high near 72 with lots of sun. Clear and 58 for Monday night. Sunny, gorgeous weather continues for Tuesday, a high near 75, lots of sun. Sunny and upper 70s on Wednesday. Right now, it's 58.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you.
Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Don't punish me with brutality. last night as I got home about a half past ten. There was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. You'd like to have dinner with me. Go take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Go take a letter, Maria.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, this is Don Rosen here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrill at chris.morrell@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
you should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
American woman! Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
Cindy has stormy eyes that flash at the sound of lies. And Wendy has wings to fly above the clouds. Above the clouds.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Now
Must be